Farrah Fisher is the Vegetation Management Coordinator for Northern Sunrise County, and she joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Farrah, thank you very much for joining us. Northern Sunrise County has a new newsletter coming out in the new year, and you're part of it, as a matter of fact. First of all, just a little bit of an icebreaker. Get your comments, if I can, please, on the letters, the newsletters that are coming out starting in the new year.
Yeah, the Ag Services Department with Northern Sunrise County is releasing this Ag Matters newsletter that's specific to the Agriculture Department. So this is a new project. We're super excited. And just to teach people a little bit more about what we do and how we help out all the residents in the county.
What are some of the contents that are going to be contained in this newsletter that I understand is coming out bi-monthly?
Yeah, it's coming out in January, new year, new newsletter. We're super excited. The main goal of this newsletter is to show off some of the interesting things that the Ag Services Department does within the county to keep it beautiful and ensure that farming remains sustainable and high-yielding and productive. We wanted to bring to light some of the resources and information to get our ratepayers more informed and more interested in the things that the county does, and maybe even get some feedback on how we can serve them better. We're highlighting some of our programs where, for instance, my program, you can sign up for an agreement and the county will control regulated weeds on your property free of charge. We have other programs like our environmental program called ALICE, where we help landowners to restore natural lands and they can get paid each year for it, which I think is a super cool program. We want to get people excited about regulated weeds and pests, so we're going to include some fun facts and interesting statistics and tools to help people identify these weeds to help us help them a little bit more. Learn a little bit more about the parks and other public sites that we help maintain and keep beautiful. Just keep people informed on bylaws and policy updates within the county. And like, for instance, our new wild boar policy that just rolled out. Bring awareness to some upcoming events we've hosted. And help people get connected with grants.
It certainly sounds like there's going to be a lot of information that is going to be contained in this newsletter. You mentioned earlier in that little part of the conversation that feedback is going to be accepted from everybody who is getting this newsletter and from residents of Northern Sunrise County. How important is that feedback going to be heading into later on in the newsletter process, for lack of a better term?
The feedback, we want to make this newsletter the best it can be, so all of the suggestions are welcome. We already have our newsletter template built, and at the bottom of it, our subscribers help us make the newsletter more interesting for them by suggesting topics for future newsletters, and people can always phone up the county and suggest topics or give us more feedback too. We want to make it as great as possible.
As far as feedback is concerned and as far as contents are concerned, who can contribute to the newsletter?
We're interested in the opinion of all county residents. This is an agriculture specific newsletter, so probably people involved in agriculture would be most interested in directly impacted by the newsletter, perhaps, but we're interested in what everyone has to say.
What brought the idea forward of bringing this out?
We have some new blood in the Ag Department, two new our full-time staff, and we're just excited about our new roles, and we want to get other people just as excited as we are about what we do.
How has been the collaborations with other jurisdictions and other organizations within the Peace Region that I'm sure, well, maybe I'm not sure, but they may have contributed to this newsletter?
Well, the newsletter is written primarily internally from within our department, but as a department for all of our programming and other things, we collaborate with other municipalities throughout the entire province, ALICE Canada, the Alberta Invasive Species Council, the Provincial Government Ag Department, SARDA Ag Research, which is a local Peace Country research station, Peace Country Forage Association, the Alberta Conservation Association, and then we're willing to collaborate with anyone else who's got good ideas for us.
That goes back to the feedback, I guess, with the progress of this newsletter. Now that we're in the, the finish line being in sight, at this particular point, you mentioned one comes out, the first one comes out in January, the next one will come out bi-monthly after that. At this point, with the finish line in sight, what are the next steps in anticipation of this being released?
We're really just hoping to see this newsletter continue to grow to our residents, for them to enjoy and learn from. I really enjoy creating them for people, so I really hope that they'll enjoy them as much as I like making them. And I'm eager to hear everyone's feedback and continue to grow and develop the newsletter based on what they have to say, too.
Farah Fisher is the Vegetation Management Coordinator with Northern Sunrise County. Farah, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Keith.